So we find ourselves conventionally weighed down, burdened down by the heaviness of life and hunched over. And there are times, of course, to repose, to recline entirely or to lean back in the chair. But at a moment of concentration such as we are engaging in, it's very important to experience the openness of the breast, which means to be able to let fall back and down all of the heaviness that you've been carrying on your back, and let the spine rise up in a moment of praise and glorification. The posture that is used to facilitate this in prayer is this posture. We might just try that now for a moment. Just inhale and lift your hands up like that. And then exhale. And as you do that, just feel the burden lifting back and down, letting it drop off your shoulders. And then as you exhale, radiate from the chest. Okay, now lower your hands. My grandfather's murshid, Sayyid Abu Hashim Madani, said, on this path, there is only one virtue and only one sin. The virtue is the breath that is breathed consciously with awareness of the unity of being. And the sin is the breath that escapes in negligence. So we begin simply watching the breath. Ordinarily, as we breathe, if we're conscious at all, we're conscious just of the breath as it passes through the nostrils. But now be aware of the entire process of respiration as the breath, the air, flows down the trachea, filling the lungs, and then filtering through the alveoli, the perforations in the lining of the lungs, into the capillaries, and then into the bloodstream, flowing throughout the body, so that each inhalation pervades the entirety of the body and penetrates every fragment of your being. Right down into your toes. And now as you exhale, be conscious of the reverse process, that every cell exhales. Carbon dioxide is released and returned through the uprising breath and sent out. Your exhalation ripples out into the environment. Becoming a wave in the many currents of breath that are constantly circulating, moving, interpenetrating between all breathing things and beings. So as you exhale, you empty yourself utterly. Letting the body become like a husk, a transparency, as your vital spirit emanates out, filling space. As you inhale, expand first the chest, then the belly, and then the chest. And as you exhale, empty first the chest, then the belly, and then the chest again. Simply watch the rhythm of the breath. Notice how the breath, with awareness, deepens, becomes lighter, more rhythmic. Now inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose. Identify with the element of earth. There's a beautiful line by Ghalib. Sapkaha. Kuch lal gul mein namaya ho gayi, khak mein kya surate honge, ke penha ho gayi. Not all, only some are revealed in the tulip and the rose. How many more beautiful faces must remain sealed in the dust? Imagine how many innumerable beautiful countenances, creatures of elegance and beauty, have lived in the world and have descended into dust. The clay of this earth is fertile. It contains all of this beauty. This beauty emerges in the garden, in the tulip, in the rose. But how many more beautiful faces remain to be revealed, sealed in the dust? This planet could not have intelligent beings upon it if it were not itself intelligent, beautiful, the clay of the earth, the substance of our bodies, reveals each day a new splendor. And we are renewed in our communion with the earth as all that has outlived its purpose in us descends, sifts down, and descends into the earth, down, sifting through the base of the spine, sifting through the soles of the feet, deposited into the earth, respectfully, to be composted, and as we inhale, we are privileged to receive the new dispensation of the earth's providence. The livingness that arises abundantly from the magnetism of the planet, mounting up through the base of the spine, feeling our body like a little magnet embedded within a vaster, incomparably more powerful magnetic field which sustains it and reorders it continuously in proportion to our remembrance of and acceptance of the healing regeneration of the earth. Feeling the privilege of our chthonic nature, the hard hardness of the spine, whereby we stand for our ideal. We take a stand in life, feeling the straight, hard firmness of the spine, the skeletal system, the quality of earth which is enduring, resilient, patient, consistent. Having known existence as subtle angelic beings, to have the privilege and opportunity to experience this hard embodiment as petrified light. It is the longing of the angels, innumerable throngs of angels on the inner planes await the opportunity to experience this dimension of the divine reality, the earth plane. Now let the breath shift. Inhaling through the nose, exhale through the mouth. Quietly feeling the trickle of the current of the exhaled breath washing over the lips, flowing out into the environment. Feeling the descending current of water that washes through the body. Remembering that the earth appears dry and hard, but if you dig deep enough in the dark places underground, water flows. And so it is with this body. Seen from outside, it appears monolithic, but within it is fluid. In the dark, secret chambers of the body, fluid flows, the water of life. And as you breathe, inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth, feel the flood of cleansing motion descending from the crown. An ablution of pure water that is washing through every cell of your body, carrying away detritus, refreshing and revitalizing your essence. And feel particularly as this current of fresh life washes over the heart and penetrates into the heart. Releasing the armoring with each passing breath, softening the hard encasement that protects the heart so that the purifying water may enter there, allowing the raw, ticklish, even sometimes painful sensation of feeling in the heart as the water soaks deeply within. The heart is purified by the love stream, and emotion is purified by motion. Water becomes polluted when it is confined, but when it flows, it is purified. As Rumi says in the Masnavi and Matnavi, water speaks and says, "When I am impure, I return to the source of purity, flowing back to the ocean." So feel this flood coursing through the heart. And see that the heart does not pump, but the heart is pumped. Can you feel the rhythm of the heart's continuous beat? And then can you feel the echo of this beat in the extremities, in the hands, in the feet, in the neck and the head. And then you'll find that the boundary that you had ascribed to yourself is a fiction. Because if you feel with immediacy the heartbeat and then the after effect of the heartbeat, the pulse in the extremities, you'll find that you are aware of a current, a wave that ripples out, and which has no definite boundary. The interior of the body and the exterior are equally conducive to the flow of this magnetic pulsation that ripples out limitlessly into the environment. Now let the breath shift again. Inhaling through the mouth and exhaling through the nose. Identifying with the element of fire. As you sip the air through the mouth, it is as if you're blowing the bellows, blowing a current of air that descends right down into the belly, into the furnace, stoking the embers, remembering that our metabolism is a process of continuous self-immolation. Our bodies are undergoing continuous burning, generating heat and light, burning away all that is excessive and extrinsic. As Maulana Rumi said, Hasile ishq in sohan bish nist, sukhtam o sukhtam o sukhtam. The sum of the matter of love is no more than this. I burned. Al-ishq. Al-ishq wa an-nar idha waqa'a في القلوب أحرق ما سوى المحبوب. Love is a fire that when it burns in the heart, it burns away everything but the beloved. So as you inhale through the mouth, you feed the flame of the beloved, the flame of the ideal, and everything else is fuel. Your whole body heats up, lights up. And as you exhale, you're aware of the flame rising up from the belly, red in the belly, orange in the solar plexus, gold in the heart, blue in the eyes, and a colorless light above the head. As heat is transmuted into light. Scientists can measure the bioluminescence of the human body. Our electrons are transmogrified into photons that are the actual physical sublimation of this flesh. The signature of our being as it is inscribed on the luminous tablet of the cosmos. Waves of light surround the physical body, if we could only see. Our sense of identity would be radically altered, even if we were simply to wear infrared goggles. Our sense of identity would change fundamentally. We would know that even as we sit here now, we are simultaneously hurtling through space at the incredible speed of 186,000 miles per second, speed of light. And the vectors of the light of the body intersect with the planes of the stars. Our body is interwoven into the tapestry of the Milky Way. Now let the breath shift again. Inhale through your mouth and exhale through your mouth. With each transit, there is increasing lightness, amorphousness. The boundaries of our being are now left behind, identifying with the element of air that is gaseous. Gas is the root of chaos. Chaos is formlessness, or rather a form that is so mutable and complex that it defies our preconceptions. It is a pattern of change. The body is not, at this level, a structure, but a choreography. Cells composed of molecules, molecules of atoms, atoms of subatomic particles, there's nothing substantial, only relationship, motion, energetic patterns swirling in the void, composed ultimately of nothing but the void. Within this seemingly monolithic body, enormous gulfs of empty space. Pervaded by the breath of the all-compassionate, the Nafas ar-Rahman. The one breath that unites all breaths, the endless current, the stream of divine compassion. Now return to your natural breath. And all of the experiences collected in the course of this exercise are now like clouds drifting in the sky of your mind. Revealing shapes and forms, but never static, colliding, combining, breaking up. This is the nature of our habit of thought. And so just look within, look at the sky of your mind and the formation of clouds that it contains. Ordinarily, we identify so much with the clouds that we cannot even see them. But in this moment, reflect on what your mind contains. You'll see there are effigies, there are after impressions, echoes, resonances, memories. And sometimes these impressions have a tendency to overwhelm the sky of mind so that one feels covered over by a thick layer of cloud. But then we must remember that there is another force in the sky, and that is the sun. And when we remember the sun, when we remember the eye, that luminous, perpetual self-presence, then the sun shines brightly. Dispelling the gloom of the clouds. Clearing the sky. That is the sun that is destined never to set. the light eternal. And now, as you gradually open your eyes, let the light of this sun radiate out into the environment before you. We'll close with a prayer. Nayaz, lifting the hands, if you know the words, you're invited to repeat them, otherwise just take them in. Beloved Lord, Almighty God, through the rays of the sun, through the waves of the air, through the all-pervading life in space, purify and revivify me, and I pray, heal my body, heart, and soul. Thank you.